Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook it under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for my segment and all my segments this week, National Raisin Company. When it comes to dry fruit, we do everything under the sun. Don't let the name fool you. We are nationalraisincompany.com. And also, give them a like on their Facebook page as well as their Instagram at National Raisin Company. My fourth recipe this week is a very simple one, but it's still really, really tasty. And I like to have this like when I'm going to have, have some friends over and you want to do a really unique style little appetizer. This is one that's very tantalizing and unique all in itself. This is a saute of dates with pecans and honey. I know, sounds very simple. Let's get started. So what I'm going to do first is I need 2 cups of dates. And I always want to make sure that I use the dry pitted dates, Champion brand. And I always want to make sure that when we're using our dates, dates are really, really sticky. So I always like to wear gloves whenever I'm working with dates or I'm working with any kind of a sticky fruit. Just because, you know what? We don't know what's on our hands, and we don't want that to stick to the dates. We think that the dates are sticking to us. Absolutely not. It's whatever's on our hands sticking to the food, and we never want to do that. We always want to remember safety first, safety first, safety first. So I'm going to go ahead and put 2 cups of dates into my saute pan, 4 cups of pecans. I'm going to add 1 stick of butter to that. 1/2 cup of brown sugar. Now, we're not making caramel here, so we're just putting some really quick color on here. So once I add the brown sugar, I'm immediately going to add 2 tablespoons of honey. I'm going to go ahead and saute all of that up together for about 1 minute, and that will not be enough time to make caramel, so we're in good shape. So 1 minute, I'm going to go ahead and put that on a nice sheet pan, throw that into my oven, and I'm going to set the oven to about 325 degrees. Remember, we don't want to do it too high because what's going to end up happening is we're going to end up making caramel and that is not what we're doing. And go ahead and put it at 325 degrees for about 7 minutes. I promise you, you are going to love what comes out of there. Make sure to let them come down to room temperature before you start to eat these. I promise you, the flavor is so good and you would think, oh, they're going to get cold. They impart so much flavor and so unique, and it's so much better than just doing a bacon wrap date. I go to every single, Tom, Joe's, and Harry's restaurant, and it's the same thing every single time. So let's get creative, people. Let's get untamed. For this and many more of my untamed recipes, you could go straight to my website, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.